You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And I want to go directly into the message today, what I want to share with you about the fear of the Lord. And over the years, the church I pastor, we founded that church with the grace, the mercy, the help of God almost 35 years ago now. And to God be all the glory for that, that we were able to do anything for 35 years. And God has been good to us. Over the course of that time, I typically teach in series. And one of the series I've done a couple times decades ago was on the fear of the Lord. And for some reason, hadn't really focused in on that as a topic, and then realize the importance of it just in the recent months. So I'm currently finishing up a whole redo on the series on the fear of the Lord. And I'm coming to find out, be reminded and discover and revealed to me all over again and in a fresh and stronger way how absolutely important the fear of the Lord is. It is the bottom line. It is what is missing in our lives when things are going sideways. And the fear of the Lord is a little bit hard to understand because it's called the fear of the Lord. So I want to take a few weeks, a few episodes to kind of break this down because, and I can't emphasize this strongly enough, the fear of the Lord is the bottom line. We have to get this settled inside of us, the fear of the Lord and what that is, and have that be walking in that. And it is also, as I said, it is often what is missing in our lives. So let me just be vulnerable, transparent. I know that the times and seasons of my life where I'm just not tracking quite right, my faith is not as vibrant as it should be, or any other thing that's just not spot on in the target regarding following God, what is missing is the fear of the Lord. So let's dive in and get a start on this today. Psalm 112 is a great place to start. And it says, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man, is the person who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Now, I want to back up. We said, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man, the person who fears the Lord. And that word blessed in the Old Testament Hebrew is happy, fortunate, to be envied. And so we could say happy, fortunate, to be envied. Blessed is the person who fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commands. Now, Psalm 128 verse 1 says blessed, and it's the same word there. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. So that's pretty much a repeat, an echo of Psalm 112:1. Then Psalm 34, verse 9 says, fear the Lord, you his people, for those who fear him lack nothing. Now, hear that again. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. Do you see why I'm saying this is the bottom line? This is what often is missing in our life, the fear of the Lord. Let me say this, and then we'll try to break this down. What is the fear of the Lord? There is no other lifestyle, no other mindset, no other approach to life that can produce for us and in us what the fear of the Lord does. So again, there's no other lifestyle, mindset, approach to life that can even come close to the impact and results of what the fear of the Lord can produce in our life. So the fear of the Lord, which is our bottom line, is the key to us living and experiencing the life that God has designed and intends for us to live. The fear of the Lord will keep us in a right relationship with God. It will keep us in a right relationship with ourselves. It will keep us in a right relationship with others. It will keep us in a right relationship with good and with evil. It will keep us in a right relationship with the blessings of life, and the fear of the Lord will keep us in a right relationship with the challenges of life. It's a vital mindset. It is a heart posture, and it makes all the difference. When you don't have it, or when you lose it, you drift. And whenever you drift, that's not a good thing, because we typically don't drift into good things or into safe places. So it's danger. When we don't have the fear of the Lord, or if we lose the fear of the Lord, or forget the fear of the Lord, or park the fear of the Lord, we're going to drift. And it's a dangerous thing. So let's start out, because it's hard to understand the fear of the Lord, because like I said, the language here. So the fear of the Lord, let's just start out with what is fear, because we're to have the fear of the Lord, and yet we're told in Scripture, we're commanded to fear not and to not fear. So what is fear? There's different kinds of fear that you cannot afford to lose. I read recently about the unfortunate number of people that have fallen, slipped off the edge of the Grand Canyon because they're taking selfies or doing some kind of, weird pose for a picture or just get too close to the beauty of it all, and forget the danger of it all. They've lost their fear of that edge. They've lost their fear of, of falling. And so that's a fear that you probably want to hold on to. Electricity, you want to have a healthy respect, because electricity is powerful, but it's also dangerous. It helps us, but it also could kill us. So there are three fears in general. There's a holy fear, there is a healthy fear, and there's a harmful fear. So obviously, the fear of the Lord would be a holy and healthy fear, and it should not become a harmful fear. I fear, I said that intentionally, that religion sometimes, and the Word of God not being rightly divided, gives us a harmful fear of the Lord. So let me try to divide this out a little bit. The fear of the Lord is awe. It's A-W-E. It's not dread. It's wonder, it's not cringing. It's worship, but it's not worry. It is a healthy, proper response to a holy, loving, living, all-powerful God, as opposed to an unhealthy, distorted reaction to a God that you're afraid of. So the fear of the Lord is reverence, and it's respect. For me, the two words that really help me to kind of peer through and see the fear of the Lord, it connects for me, is to have a high view of God and His Word. To give God and His Word the highest view, that it's about respect, it's about importance, it's about priority in my mind and in my heart, that I would give God and His Word that high view. And so when you give God and His Word that high view, that consequentially changes all other views. So it lowers the view of human wisdom or human ability or opinion or any of those other things. It's gonna consequently, but when we give God and His Word that high view, it's gonna alter the view of many other things in our life. It will also cause our view of some other things to come up in our life, and we'll talk about that as we go. We live in such a disrespectful culture. You don't have to watch 3 minutes of the news or go anywhere hardly for any length of time and to just see how disrespectful people are to one another in stores and traffic, to their parents, to teachers, to police, law enforcement, to authority, disrespectful of other people's stuff and space and opinion and time and everything else. And so we've got to be more respectful to one another. But friends, listen, we better get the fear of the Lord right. And again, we're not fearful and cringing and avoiding God. We're not afraid of God. But on the other hand, we're not too relaxed and too casual. You know, hey, Daddy God. We have to know, as Romans 11 says, both the goodness and the severity of God. Now, what you want to do is realize, you know, both of those things, the goodness and the severity of God, but you want to stay on the good side of God. And the Word of God makes that clear for us to do. It is possible, and I want you to hear this, and we'll expand on this in the weeks to come. It is possible to fully believe in God and yet not live in the fear of the Lord. And you know, that's what's missing, that you and I could fully believe in God and then fully believe His Word, but not live in the fear of the Lord, not walk in the fear of the Lord. And that's going to create problems for us in our lives. James chapter 2, verse 19 and 20 says, "You believe that there is one God. Well, good for you. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" So faith, we believe in God, believe His Word, without corresponding actions, is a good way to put it, is dead. It's just lifeless. It's barren. It's inactive. And so what we want to get back to is, not only do I believe in God, but I hold God and His Word in that high view, that highest view, that what He says and who He is the most important, holds the greatest priority and place in my mind and in my heart. And that is the beginning of the fear of the Lord. I pray you'll think about this. I hope that, you know, you'll kind of be aware of this as you're coming and going today and throughout this week. And we'll pick up in the next episode, talk a little bit more about the fear of the Lord. Hey, thank you for joining me today for Inside Out. It is my privilege, my joy, my honor. I am humbled to be able to, in some way, share a few of these truths with you. And I pray they're a blessing for you. So until next time, God bless you. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.